don't know about you, but after suffering these past few spring days, I think we need a huge party. We need to come together as a community and celebrate surviving snow, sleet, hail, and rain, sometimes occurring all in the same day. We need to build a giant maypole in the middle of the city, grab some ribbon, and dance our collective little hearts out. The ideal of celebrating seasonal transitions is not new. Pagans in Northern Europe danced around the maypole centuries ago. Many people, especially those in cold climates, still have rituals that involve celebrating the return of spring. What is it about that pole that's kept human beings dancing for so long? Professor Anne Smart Martin teaches art history and material culture studies at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. We're standing in the student union, surrounded by young people dressed in various shades of black. She says understanding how rituals and traditions spread cross-culturally can be difficult.
Well, I think there are a couple of ways you could sort that out. One would be think about the artifact and the object, because the object sort of grounds it literally in that something has to be about that pole. So it's a pole. It's a tall, skinny thing to the sky. And that in itself suggests it's about the heaven, it's about nature, it's about sort of connecting to the earth. So already you're sort of thinking, okay, well, what is it about that? Is it a tree? Is it some kind of symbolic tree like some of the Scandinavian or German cultures thought of it as? Was it something to do with the male body? But let's think about the ribbons for a minute. We've got a big pole, and then we've got people wrapping around ribbons. Well, ribbons is something I think is really kind of another one of those great objects, because they have all these meanings. And think about it, they're just little selvages of just little strips of fabric, textile. But they can be used in so many ways. Wrapping the maypole was a big one. Flapping off a tambourine, all these other ways in which ribbons can move and dance in the wind, and other ways sort of moving through time and place and decorating the body. So they have all this power in their own way.
Terry Boyd is a professor of design studies at UW-Madison. She says it's important to remember that the ribbons decorating the maypole didn't come from the local five and dime. She says the poles were decorated with what the community had at hand.
The ancientness of this tradition, that it is the organic world that's around you that you decorate with, because you don't have a lot of other options. You could paint it, I suppose. But I don't think of the details on the pole as being symbolic, but rather it is the pole itself that is a magnet, is a gathering, is a center for gathering, and that it is that gathering that is the essence of the maypole phenomena.
But where the earlier celebrants lived in small, close-knit communities, the tradition lives on in today's urban environments, even though it doesn't involve an actual maypole. Professor Boyd says that rituals themselves are important to a community. They're the way we identify ourselves. Even though we don't celebrate the maypole on a national level, we have other rituals that reinforce a certain level of togetherness.
To me, the parallel would be the neighborhood block party, that, you know, we just kind of gather together, we kind of know the people who are, we may or we may not know them closely, but they are our immediate community. But there is not an object that centers that. We are much more fragmented in the way we choose our communities that are not just sort of geographically based. We participate in communities virtually, that in some of those communities online are as strong as the tight community of the maypole, that you might say I'm much closer to someone that I talk with online all the time than I am to my neighbor next door. But the sense of community is there. But we're creating those communities very differently now.
I've been to block parties where the object we all gathered around was a beer keg. Adults were dancing around a large metal vessel carrying brightly colored cups. The event, called Senior Seamsters, is a gathering of Madison punks from the 80s. I just returned to Madison after living in Chicago for a long time. When I got to the park, it was like I'd never left. We've been Facebook friends for years. It might seem different, but I think the early pagans would approve.